السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I was explaining to the students this morning that this weekend people out of the madrasa, so they call it a long weekend. The kuffar, they have their own reasons why they celebrate and all that on these dates. But for the rest of us, or the rest of the people in the working world, etc., they just look forward to a break. Got nothing to do with whatever shirk and all that is carrying on. But people just look forward to a break. Now from Fridays, no work. Saturday, most businesses are closed. Sunday, and then Monday. Sometimes the owners of the businesses, they're not looking forward to it too much because you're losing too many days of business. There's commitments to meet. But to the majority of people, they look forward to a break. So when there is a long weekend like this, then families get together. Sometimes people go away for a little break somewhere. And sometimes the children will go to visit their parents, siblings will be together, etc. So at that time, now for the students to return to madrasa, one is those that live far away. They didn't go home at all. Obviously they phone home. Then they'll hear now this auntie came to visit, that uncle came to visit, or that sister came home, or that brother came home. They're having a braai or some fries or whatever. Right? So now, obviously they are insan also. They will feel it. And then those that went home, sometimes that's a little bit worse. Because now you went home on Saturday and then you've seen what's all the tamasha happening, and now Sunday you have to come back while they all still planning, no, tonight we're going to do this and tomorrow we're going to do that, and now you have to come back to madrasa. So one side it's the qurbani of the students, one side is the qurbani of the parents also. Which parents don't want their children home, spend time with their children, etc. In fact, one father had sent me a message. He said that when my son came home, and the son only joined the madrasa this year. He said my son came home in Ramadan Sharif. So that time I was working, I couldn't really spend much time with him. And after Ramadan, we were not on leave or holiday or anything. And then my child had to come back to madrasa, and now it is a long weekend. I've got a few days off, so I'm requesting some leave for my child so that I can spend some time with him over this weekend. So I replied to the father and I said, "See, please forgive me, but I cannot give him off for this reason. For this type of reason, I can't give him chutti. Jazakallahu khair for your understanding." And Sunday the child was back in madrasa. Father brought him back. No complaints, nothing. Brought him back to madrasa. So it's really heartwarming. One side the asatiza, they also, maybe they families wanted to go to visit their parents and whatever, they were having some sort of get together, whatever, and now they have to tell them, no, sorry, it's madrasa days, we got no long weekend. And then the students also, the staff of the madrasa, everybody, it's a sacrifice, it's a qurbani, right? So I mentioned to the students in the morning that many people on this long weekend, they'll get involved in haram. A lot of haram activity also takes place. Other people will get involved in futile activities. Then others may spend their time, those who are more Allah conscious, etc., they'll spend their time in some permissible activity. Families get together, spending some quality time together, etc., long as it is done within the parameters of the Shariat. So that's a permissible activity. But for you, Allah Ta'ala chose the best activity. The studying of the Quran Sharif, teaching of the Quran Sharif. The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you are those who are learning and teaching the Quran Sharif. So Allah Pak didn't want anything less than that for you. He wanted the best for you. Now that all we will hear, but the pain we carry in the heart only we know. Each person knows what qurbani they had to make. One of our students, so when he came to madrasa, that's the time now the schools closed, schools, they were off. And his father is also an alim, so he's also running a madrasa, teaching, etc. So he couldn't take off when his son who was in the Darul Uloom is off, because madrasa is open. Now when Darul Uloom open, now the madrasa closed. So the whole family now, they went away somewhere for a few days, and the son who has to come to madrasa, he had to come away to madrasa, he couldn't join them. So Allah Ta'ala knows what everybody is going through. And Allah Ta'ala will reward everybody accordingly. Right? But that we will hear and we will take some solace in there, right? But each person knows what they experienced in their heart. Some of you may have been, I hope not making bad dua for me. Carry on making duas. So, this choice, you'll get some students, they'll say, no, we're sick. And they'll come back after the long weekend. You'll get one to pull that move also. But the majority of the students, 98% or 99%, all return to madrasa. So Allah Ta'ala is aware of it. And that is a choice you made. It's a choice you made. One side was what the nafs was inclining towards. The nafs was inclining towards it. And some of it may not have been haram also. It's good. Families getting together and all that. Long as parda and all that is taken care of, then it's a good thing. So you chose Allah Ta'ala's deen over the inclination of your heart. And that is the test of life. The test in life is that at every juncture, at every moment in our life, we must choose Allah Ta'ala's deen over what our nafs wants to do. Because obviously Allah Ta'ala's deen will take precedence, will take preference. And when Dajjal will come, that will be the same test, but to a much higher degree. Because Dajjal is the worst of tests, is the worst thing that is not present in the dunya. The worst trial that is not present in the dunya, it's still to come, is the fitna and the trial of Dajjal. Right? So Dajjal also, he will come, what will he offer? He will offer dunya. You listen to me, you'll get riches. You listen to me, your meadows will be lush. You listen to me, rainfall will come, by your farm. You don't listen to me, you'll be in trouble. You'll be in problem. So the person at that time also will have to make a choice. One side, Shaitan will be enticing the person with music, with wealth, with good times. And on the other side, the person has to think that this is not going to make my Allah Ta'ala happy. So I have to just stick to what's going to make my Allah Ta'ala happy. So all this mujahada and all these things that you go through, it doesn't go in vain. We may forget it. You too will forget it. The pain you felt at not being with the rest of the family or whatever, you'll forget about it. In a couple of weeks' time, it will be gone, forgotten. But Allah Ta'ala won't forget. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. Allah Ta'ala has got it recorded and Allah Ta'ala has got you rewarded. He will reward you for everything that you're going through, your feelings, your emotions, whatever you feel you were left out on. Allah Ta'ala will reward you. And Allah Ta'ala will give you in other ways. So today it just came in my heart because of you all. I said, no, we will read this Naat. You all always want to hear some Naat and all that. So this is Naat with Zikrullah. So I said, we will read this today. And then we'll make some dua, inshallah.
Ae dosto sab milke kaho, apne rab ko yaad karo. Ae dosto sab milke kaho, apne rab ko yaad karo. Usne nabi ki ummat se hame paida kiya subhanallah allah 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 allah
Allah Ta'ala made us from the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the only reason that you're here. If you didn't have love for Allah Ta'ala, if you didn't have love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then why will you make all this sacrifice? You only make all this sacrifice because you love Allah Ta'ala and you love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's Allah Ta'ala's fazal, karam, ihsan that He made us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Gulshan, gulshan, mahak uthe, arzo sama sab chamak uthe. Salli ala ke tarano se, har suparinde chahak uthe. Kaun hai kiski aamad par hai charcha subhanallah allah 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 Allah, Allah, Allah. Wal-layl siyahi zulfo ki chehra wal-duha uska. Wal-layl siyahi zulfo ki chehra wal-duha uska. Saare jahan ka pyara hai, aap muhib hai khuda uska. Rab ne banaya jab usko, khud aap ne kaha subhanallah.
Allah, 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 Allah. He is describing Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Said Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Zulfa was like, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his hair was black even in old age. It didn't go white. He just had few white strands by his Mubarak temples and a few on the beard. Just little bit, one, two. So he says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Zulfa is black like the night. And then his Mubarak face is bright like the time of Chast. So how handsome our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. We can only try to imagine. You can only try to imagine. And Ghaliban, it was Ma'aisha radiallahu anha who mentioned that the woman in the time of Zulaykha, in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, so they cut their fingers when Yusuf alayhi salam was instructed to come there. He didn't know what was going on. So Zulaykha had given them all one fruit and a knife. So they, looking at him, they said, this is not a person, this is an angel. And they saw his handsomeness. So, this is not a person, this is an angel. And they cut their fingers. So she said that had they seen Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would have pierced their hearts. Such was the handsomeness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can only try to imagine. You read the description. Inshallah, those students that will do Alim course. So in the final year, you do the Shama'il. Shama'il-e-Tirmizi. Whole description of Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah Ta'ala allowed for us to do Shama'il, so Maulana Hussain Salihji Sahib is the brother of Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahib. So he taught us Shama'il. There's hardly a line he could read without crying. And such dard he teaches that. Description of Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fortunate people, Allah Ta'ala shows them sometime in a dream. Different people according to their love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their amal on the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more clear. Some people see a dream, they just say that no, like I just saw a form, but I knew it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they can't give you no description. And other people can give you a detailed description. Some will be able to give you the description of just the clothing that he was wearing. And some people can give you such a detailed description, they will even tell you of the redness in his Mubarak eyes. Like how it comes in the Hadith Sharif. In the Shama'il. You know, you have the red lines in your eyes. They even saw that also. So one friend of mine, Hafizul Quran, he was gone for Umrah now. And he was waiting to go for his Rawda booking. So you know, you got to wait there a little while. So while he was waiting, next thing he dozed off. Sitting posture, he dozed off. So he sees himself, he is at the door where you normally come out after making salam, the door, you're coming out. So he sees himself there in the dream, and he is trying to go in. So the guard is holding him back. One of the guards is holding him back. So he's telling the guard that, no, no, he wants to see me, referring to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he managed to get past that guard. Another guard caught him. So he's busy telling that guard also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wants to see me. Like, you can't keep me back here. I have to go inside. So that person is telling him, no, you can't go. And next thing, Huzur Akdas sallallahu alayhi wasallam appears. So when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam appeared, then the guard also left him. And then he went running to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's describing the clothing Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was wearing, how handsome he was looking. He went running to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala bless us that one day, if not in the dunya, then at least in the akhirat, we get to see Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and hold the kawthar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us a drink. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes sifarish for us. So he says, he is the beloved of the whole world. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the beloved of the whole world. Even when Allah Ta'ala made him, Allah Pak said, Subhanallah. Now this is poetry. Right? Poetry. A lot of things are said in poetry. Poetry, you give discount. No? Jee.
Jo tera hai wo mera hai, jo tera nahi wo mera nahi. Sab teron ko bakhshunga, kuch gham na kar mehboob-e-hasi. Tu chahta kya hai abd mere, zara lab to hila, subhanallah. Allah, 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 Allah.
Jo tera nahi, jo tera hai wo mera hai. Whoever becomes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he becomes Allah's. Whoever doesn't love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he doesn't want to be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he is not Allah's also. And then Allah Ta'ala has promised Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he will forgive his ummah. So that's what the shair is saying. Sab tero ko bakhshunga. That all those who are yours, I'll forgive them. You don't worry. Oh my handsome beloved, don't worry. Because this was Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's fikr all the time. That my ummah, how many times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even when Allah Ta'ala told him that I will make you happy. Idhan la arda wa wahidum min ummati finna. I won't be pleased if even one ummati of mine is in the fire of Jahannam. We not worried about our own self. That this action of mine is going to take me Jannat or take me Jahannam. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is worried about us. Sleepless nights. He loses his sleep. Whole night he's making dua for me and you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate those tears, appreciate those efforts, and become amil-e-sunnat. Amil-e-sunnat. Every sunnat must be beloved to us. So, what is your wish? Oh my banda, what is your wish? Just speak. Zara lab tohila. Just speak. That's how you say, open your mouth. Your wish is my command. You know, people talk that. So just say, what is it that you want? Give it to you. So this is the time when Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go and he will make ruku or he will make sajda in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala must start the reckoning. He'll intercede on behalf of entire mankind. And then Allah Ta'ala will say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Irfa ra'asak. Raise your Mubarak head. Sal tu'ta. Ask, you will be given. Ishfa tu shaffa. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted.
जैसे चांद सजाए तारों से हो बज़्म सजी तेरे यारों से सिद्दीक उमर उस्मान अली मुझे प्यार है तेरे प्यारों से कुरान में रब ने सहाबा का बड़ा जिक्र किया सुबहान अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
हाउ द मून इज सराउंडेड बाय द स्टार्स Like that, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the full moon, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are all around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I love those who loved you, who were your beloveds, I love those. Each one of us, that is what we must say. That we love the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because they were the beloveds of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved them. That's why we love them. That's why we read in the Jummah. Man ahabbahum, fabihubbi ahabbahum. Whoever loves them, it is due to the love that he has for me that he loves them. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ And whoever dislikes them, meaning whoever dislikes the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then it is due to his dislike for me that he dislikes them. And it's like a no-brainer. It's like a no-brainer that we cannot have anything to do with the Shia. I don't even know why it's even a topic of discussion. People that hate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how can we have anything to do with them? The last time I spoke something, I think in the Jummah Bayan, so one person from India, he commented on the talk. He said, this is not a time for sectarian something. We must all unite as one ummah. I wonder if somebody swears his mother, he says, yeah, I'm going to unite with that person. How do you unite with people that hate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? How can you unite with them? People that consider the Quran Sharif to be incomplete. How can they be Muslim? I can't understand. People say, no, they are all Muslim, we are all Muslim. How can they be Muslim? They don't believe in the Quran Sharif. So one person, he went to visit some Shia person and he told that Shia person, he said, but our ulama say that you all don't believe in the Quran. So that fellow showed him, I don't know how many, 30, 40 copies of the Quran Sharif. So Mufti Imran Vauda, he wrote a very nice article on this because the story was doing the rounds. So this person even saw 30, 40 Qurans that fellow got. So he opened the Quran, you see, same Qurans what we reading, same Quran they got. So you say, no man, our ulama have been lying to us all this time. That you all don't believe in the Quran and all of that. You see, a Shia, you can't trust when he talks. Because a Shia, he believes in taqiyya. One of the concepts they believe in is called taqiyya. Taqiyya means they get sawab for telling lies. There's the only nation in the world. No other nation, man-made religions or nobody else say you get sawab for speaking lies. Only they get sawab for speaking lies. So how do you speak to people who, how are you going to know when they're lying and when they're speaking the truth? Because for them, to give a person of Ahlus Sunnah taklif is sawab. They get sawab for that. For them to lie to you, they get sawab. For them to commit zina, they get sawab. Now, how do you work out with these people now? So, Mufti Imran Sahib wrote a very nice article, taking out from their kitabs, all their kitabs, their tafsir, what they call tafsir, what they call hadith, what they call fiqh, all from their scholars, that they don't believe in this Quran. And they lie to us to say that they believe in the Quran. But they don't believe in the Quran. So the people that are not, they don't love the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, they cannot have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they cannot be Allah's.
جب ہو دیکھو سر پر آقا تقسیم کریں گے خود ساگر ساتھ ان کے خادم بھی ہوں گے صدیق عمر عثمان حیدر فرمائیں گے آقا پھر سے بھی تو نعت سنا سبحان اللہ 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 اللہ
So I was completing my khatam today. And then I said, no. I don't know why this time I'm feeling you people so sorry. For whatever reason. Allah knows best. But I said, no man. We'll make the khatam with you all and make dua.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك. O Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have been so foolish, O Allah, so nadan, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have taken advantage over your mercy, your tolerance, O Allah. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age, right up to this very moment, Ya Allah, so many gunas we have committed, O Allah. Knowing full well what we're doing is wrong, O Allah. Ya Allah, sometimes we even used your deen, O Allah. We used your deen to commit guna. Ya Allah, we used the name of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fulfill our own desires, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. You forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know of the nifaq in our hearts. You know the insincerity of our actions. Ya Allah, we cannot hide anything from you. Ya yours. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us. Overlook our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our foolishness. Ya Allah, you give us hidayat, O Allah. Kasun sirati mustaqim. Ya Allah, what life is gone, we cannot bring back a single moment. But O Allah, from this moment onwards, let us live, Ya Allah,
on Sirati Mustaqeem. Give us hidayat. Let us live our life within the parameters of the Shariat. Give us tawfiq to make amal on the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us all yours. You become ours, O Allah. Bless us with your love and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Forgive our asatizah, our mashayikh. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses. Forgive our family members, our friends. Forgive our children. Ya Allah, forgive those whose haq is upon us, ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, the students of Deen, O Allah, you accept them, O Allah. Amen. Ya Allah, take them from strength to strength, O Allah. Accept their sacrifices. Amen. The sacrifices of their parents, their family members. Amen. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you make them, O Allah, from the awliya as-siddiqeen. Bless us all with the taj of wilayat, O Allah. The asatiza of the madrasa, those making khidmat of the madrasa, those contributing towards the madrasa, those making dua for the madrasa. Ya Allah, accept them all, their families, O Allah. Ya Allah, these students, make them huffaz ba'amal. Make them from amongst the ulama-i rabbani, ulama-i haq. Make them those that will be the flag bearers of your deen, who will take deen to the four corners of the world, O Allah. Those that will revive every branch of deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, you accept them. Accept their families. Make their studies asan for them. Those that are finding difficulty, remove their difficulties, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept us all, O Allah. Accept us all. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا الله Masjid al-Aqsa is closed, O Allah. Ya Allah, that is our haram, O Allah. Ya Allah, we as an ummah, we have become weak, extremely weak, O Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do anything to open the haram besides make dua. Ya Allah, you are a powerful Allah. Ya Allah, no one can stand in your way. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah. You create the means for the opening of the haram. Ya Allah, strengthen the ummah, O Allah. Unite the ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless the ummah with a khalifa, O Allah, who will lead us according to Shariat, O Allah. Ya Allah, these enemies, we don't know what they are up to, O Allah. This little fight of theirs, whether it is really a fight, what it is, we don't know. Ya Allah, we've seen when they drop bombs in Gaza, O Allah, craters came in the ground, O Allah. Such bombs. Here we are not seeing those bombs, O Allah. Ya Allah, in Gaza we saw bodies, body parts. Here we are not seeing, O Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what they are doing. Whether it's all a dhoka, whether they are really fighting, what it is. Or whether all this is a smoke screen for something else that they are doing. We are weak in our intelligence, our foresight, Ya Allah, we are weak. But you are aware of everything. You guide us as an ummah. Let us not get caught up in this fog, O Allah. Save our iman, protect our iman. Ya Allah, you keep us on Sirati Mustaqim and take us away from the dunya with our iman intact, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa 'ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Please turn for this action for everybody of the team in the madrasa. We got spread good spare matches. I can spare in one of them. We even give that